It is time on WSGW, Great Lakes Loons Baseball Time on your morning team show. Tuesday mornings, we have fun talking Loons baseball all Loons season long. As you're with Dave and Pat and Charlie, specifically Charlie here with Tyler Kring of the Great Lakes Loons, our assistant GM of business development and so much more. Tyler, good morning and welcome back to the studios.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me, as always.
You come back with the Loons on a homestand, which we want to talk about, of course, because there's lots going on.
There's lots going on. The entertainment's going to be just as high as the temperatures this week, but yes, it will be a good one.
You know, last week when we talked, Loons were on the road and taking on Dayton.
Went to Dayton, the first place, Dayton Dragons.
We talked about how the Loons really had to do something spectacular to put themselves in position to
perhaps... It was going to be a make or break week for the first half of the season, yep.
And the Loons went 5-1 on that trip, and now the math looks at least doable here.
The math is certainly doable, yeah. I equate it to, you know, that Hail Mary all-night study cram session for a math test, and now the math looks like pretty doable if you're going to come out the other end of it. So, yeah, they are only 3.5 back now, the Dayton Dragons, with 9 games to play left in this first half of the season. So, you know, as we talked in minor league baseball, the playoffs are determined by the first place team in each division in the first and second halves of the year. Obviously, if the first place team in the first half is the first place team in the second half, then the second place team would make the playoffs. But right now, the Loons are sitting 3.5 games back from Dayton with 9 to go. It's a challenge, don't get me wrong, but it's doable math. It's much more doable than, say, if the Loons came out with like a series split or even going 4-2 or something like that from Dayton. So 3.5 with 9 to go, challenging but doable.
Now, a couple of nuances, I guess, we'll talk about here just for the minor league baseball, because I was looking at the schedule and like, so the first half of the season is actually going to end
in the middle of a series with Fort Wayne.
You know
where
I'm going.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. So
it's just determined, like, is when you reach this point of the games play, it doesn't matter when those games are happening.
Yes, so it will end. I want to say it's like the... Okay, so we'll back it way up now. So previously to the MLB-MILB merger, this would have been pre-COVID, folks would remember that the Loons minor league season was distinctly defined with two halves with an All-Star game break in the middle. Dow Diamond hosted the All-Star game a couple times. Like, it was a clear, very clear. To your point now, it's going to end in the middle of the series, like on a Thursday. So the playoff teams will be determined after the games, really, in our division, once Dayton completes their game and once the Loons complete their game against Fort Wayne. The reason it's different now is the MILB All-Star break now lines up with the Major League All-Star break, and it's Major League Baseball's intention to showcase the minor league All-Stars on the Major League All-Star scale. So you'll see there's no, at this point in time, there's no minor league All-Star games like we used to have, like Midwest League All-Star game and things like that. Those guys are now going to be showcased at the Major League All-Star game and like futures games and things like that to give them the taste and the experience of playing at the major league level at the Major League All-Star game, see and be seen, get fans exposed to the next generation of superstars that are coming up. So that's why the break is aligned with MLB. It's now in July. That's why it's not the first half of the season. That's why the Loons have this very weird 2.5 week off break in July if you look at the schedule. So the Loons' last home game is July 3rd. Then we don't play again until like July 28th. No, 22nd,
yeah.
22nd, something like that.
Oh.
So they have a road trip, and then there's the All-Star. They have two road trips, I believe, and then there's the All-Star break. So the staff gets a 2.5 week vacation in there. But yeah, very kind of nuances and weirdness to the scheduling now with the MLB-MILB merger.
Well, thank you, because I thought there used to be a delineation. That
yeah, there was a much more clear.
I was trying to figure this out in my mind.
Yeah, and it's been confusing for us. Like, we literally, in our staff meeting yesterday, went through the schedule and like counted 66 games to make sure we knew exactly which one that we were ending on.
There's another nuance going on, and we hope this doesn't come into play. The Dragons have played one less game than the Loons.
Yeah, it will come into play for sure. So,
and will that... A game that will it be played if it does affect the standings, or is that still to be determined?
I would have to go back. I would have to go back and look and see where Dayton lost that game based on the postponement. Obviously, they had one postponed. If it's against an opponent that they are playing either this week or the first part of next week, then yes, that game, that half game would get erased. It's not an issue. But if they're not, then that game probably doesn't get made up, period. And then that half game is going to come into play. I mean, the Loons have made the playoffs on the half game, and they've lost the games on the half game. So it's very much going to be a scenario where if they're not making that up, the Loons are going to have to perform four games better than the Dayton Dragons over the next 9 days.
All right. So that takes care of what's happening with all the importance of being on the field and the
yep.
potentials mm-hmm. of what's going on. And that importance will continue on the field as this week goes along. But let's now dive into what's happening with the Loons and the, I guess we'll call it on the field, the in the stands, the fan promotions, because, boy, there's lots of things that are happening
this
week.
There are lots of things happening this week. Obviously, the weather looks phenomenal this week. Heat aside, tomorrow, today, Thursday through Sunday look phenomenal, particularly in the weekend when we're back into the 70s, so we can't stress that enough. Like, if you're home this weekend, maybe driving a little less because gas prices are seemingly $10 a gallon these days. Loons baseball is right around the corner in our backyard. Tuesday's a hometown heroes tonight, as always. So active duty military veterans, frontline healthcare workers and first responders eat free. And then we're doing veterans run the bases after the game for Flag Day. Tomorrow is a paws and claws. Bring your dog to the ballpark with half off White Claw. We do, though. We understand, like, do be responsible with your pets. Like, don't just come to the ballpark and bring your dog because you want a $3 White Claw. There will be many other days to do that this summer, so please be a responsible pet owner tomorrow. Thursday is Thirsty Thursday with our annual Lucky Hot Dog Night. So our promo team will have lots of prizes. There'll be golden tickets, Willy Wonka style, wrapped in with the hot dogs. And if you are lucky enough to get a golden ticket, you'll win one of the prizes that we have going on that night. Friday is the long-awaited debut of Los Pepinillos Picantes del Norte, the spicy pickles of the North, the Copa de la Diversión alternate brand for the Loons. So we will be taking the field. Wisconsin is also bringing their Copa uniforms. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so they will be... I have not practiced this name as well as the Pepinillos. I want to say they're like the Los Calabreos. Oh, my God, that sounds terrible. Anyway, it's a like a... They are the Timber Rattlers, so that's the normal identity. They've taken on the Hispanic rattlesnake look, sticking with the snake theme, but they also will be in their Copa identity, so it'll be very cool that both teams will be in them. I mean, I think we're playing Lansing in West Michigan. No, Fort Wayne in West Michigan are other couple days, and they're going to bring their Copa uniforms as well. So it's going to be really, really neat.
And explain what the Loons are actually will be wearing.
Yeah, so it's Los Pepinillos Picantes del Norte. You probably have folks who follow us on social media will have seen this this pickle in a gaucho hat that's on fire swinging a baseball bat. So the whole idea behind Copa is to give honor to the Latino and Hispanic communities that really build the local communities that each one of these teams are in. But obviously those populations have had a huge influence in baseball in general. So when we were putting together our identity, we wanted it to be authentic and speak to the region. Obviously, agriculture is a huge part of this region. And as we were diving into the agricultural business, pickles are a huge portion of this region. Basically, if you go to any fast food restaurant east of the Mississippi, the pickle is being produced in the Great Lakes Bay region here. So we knew that there's a great history of migrant workers coming to the area, really helping build the economy and building this region, and we wanted to honor them for that. We wanted to pick something agriculture related because it stayed away from an animal. We already have an animal mascot. We already have Louie. Agriculture is huge. That narrowed it down to like corn, sugar beets, wheat, pickles. Pickles was the funniest one, I guess. And then we're like, hey, how can we make this more minor league baseball? And we'll be like, okay, we're going to be a spicy pickle and set this thing on fire. So that's how Los Pepinillos Picantes del Norte, the spicy pickles of the North. Of the North refers to the migrant workers' reference to coming or going back to the North for the agricultural season. So very cool. They will be in bright blue, pink, and yellow uniforms tomorrow. We'll have a Latino and Hispanic food truck festival outside the ballpark and the Larkin Beer Ground before the game. We'll be doing music. We'll be Jerry O'Donnell will be PA announcing in Spanish that day. Like, it'll be a very great celebration of
all things Hispanic and Latino that have helped build and continue to build the Great Lakes Bay region. So we're very, very excited for it. If you haven't seen our flaming spicy pickle yet, do go to our website or Facebook page because it's a really slick logo. Like, it looks really, really good.
Well, how do you top Friday night?
Well, you top it by having Thor come out to the ballpark and shooting some fireworks off on Saturday. So Friday's also a fireworks night with family feast night. Thor is coming to the ballpark on Saturday. It's our first of three Marvel nights. Marvel has entered into a nationwide minor league baseball partnership. So we have real deal, authentic actors. I'm not saying it's Chris Hemsworth, like the people who are actually in the movies, but these are trained actors, movie stage set quality costumes. So they'll be on the concourse, meeting and greeting with fans, and we'll be shooting off fireworks. And
will he have his hammer?
He will have his hammer, absolutely, absolutely. Okay. And then on Sunday, to top it all off, as if we haven't done enough, Sunday is, of course, Father's Day. And so it'll be Kids Eat Free and Run the Bases. And then post-game, kids and dad can play catch on the field in the outfield at Dow Diamond. So if you haven't figured out what to get dad for Father's Day yet, tickets to our Father's Day picnic in the Northern Lights Pavilion is a great option. And then he can make some memories with the kids post-game by running the bases with the kids and playing catch in the outfield.
And you're saying for that, bring your own ball and glove.
Bring your own ball and glove. Yeah, we certainly don't have hundreds of gloves in the ballpark. So yeah. Do bring your own ball and glove, you know. If you're bringing your own ball and glove to play catch, just we ask that you make sure your kids are responsible and don't throw their baseball onto the field during the game. We don't want to have to stop the game and go retrieve
it. Wait till after.
We will. We 100% will go get the ball, just like the occasional beach ball or frisbee that gets thrown on the field. But we don't want hundreds of baseballs going on the field. But yeah, no. You know, if you're a mom or kids looking to a quality time to spend with dad. Genuinely, you know, my dad's coming to the game as well on Sunday. I don't think there's a better way to celebrate dad than getting him an ice cold beer, a nacho the size of a baby, and then playing catch on the field with dad with him after the game. Like, it's certainly a great time to make some memories with dad on Sunday.
Wow. And you know what I'm going to tell you, folks, for all the information on this, tickets and more, you go to loons.com and take in a Loons baseball game or several this week.
Or several, yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all week, weather is beautiful, but Friday, Saturday, Sunday for sure is going to be a spectacular week.
Really special tie-ins. Tyler, we appreciate that, and we appreciate you appearing, I should say, with Larry Rodarte on his Behinti on Air program on Sunday night. I know you're the featured guest because he was talking about the big night on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anyone wants to, Larry Rodarte and the Behinti radio, like, we spent an hour talking about Los Pepinillos Picantes del Norte and the Hispanic and Latino players, including Diego Cartaya, who's the number one Dodgers prospect right now, that's with the Loons right now. If you want to really learn more about that, I highly encourage folks to go listen to that program. It'll be a very interesting baseball conversation for sure.
Tyler River Tuesday, we look forward to hearing you. We look forward to seeing you at the ballpark.
Thanks, Charlie.
Dive in. Loons baseball time. Loons.com.